Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You can connect with me on our social media channels and websites, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook Small Business Concierge Magazine page, Facebook On the Edge, Women in Business, Post Your Product Services, Events, Motivation, Inspiration. I might have to take political views off there. I might have to pull that back a little bit. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known, build relationships, develop, sell your products and services, do some online networking. My intentions are very honorable and professional, so diplomatic. So please keep that in mind when you're out there connecting. Also, if you miss our shows, you can connect with us on theedgepurpose.podbean.com. That's our podcast. You can get that content out there on Podbean and iTunes and Google Play. You can visit our website for information about businessontheedge.biz and some of the things that we're doing, the radio show. And then, of course, the Small Business Concierge magazine, but the Small Business Concierge.biz. We published our fall edition this last week, so we're very excited about that. It looks fantastic. We keep getting better and better. We're listening, and we're trying to develop something that, or keep publishing something that you want to read and that you want to connect with and you want to participate in various ways. So if you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Also with questions or comments or anything that we're doing that you may be interested in as a small business owner, entrepreneur, visionary. If you are wanting to go to just to another level in what you're doing in your career or your professionalism, give me a call. Connect with me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Shoot me an email. And of course, you can always call us at 408-205-4056 as well. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business entrepreneurship growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on air relevant at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Quote, no problem, simple, no problem can withstand the assault of sustained thinking. No problem can withstand the assault of sustained thinking. That's Voltaire. If we just think about it, if we just spend time letting those cogs in our brain turn and think. We're going to be talking about thinking and choices tonight in a couple of different ways. And I'm going to start out in kind of a business professional. I want to get you to think tonight. So here's my power question this evening. With everything that's going on in our country, everything that's going on from the elections, I hope you voted. I voted, and my kind of my thought on that is make sure that you vote. And if you don't vote, well, don't complain. If you're getting what you voted for those that can vote, do your part, right? But a lot's going on in our country. If you're watching the news, our news outlets are talking about the fires that are in Northern California and Southern California. In fact, in the Bay Area, I almost canceled coming in tonight to go live. I'm live. I haven't been live for a couple of weeks. In fact, I got an email or a text message or someone connected with me and says, oh, I thought you were going to be live tonight. I'll catch you next week. Like, didn't we do a pre-record? It's still good stuff. Tune in. Sometimes I need a break. I have other things that, like, I was at a wedding last Friday, if you need to know, Friday night, which was fantastic. But a lot of things are going on. People are thinking in just radical ways. A lot of bad things are going on, and it's really, really vexing me. We can do better. And why are some of the things happening that's happening? We've got shootings and the Thousand Oaks shooting, and what's going on? We've got church shootings. Come on. What's happening? We're like falling apart. America the Great. I believe that this is still the greatest country in the world. But we've got some problems. We're not thinking. We're not thinking about what we should be thinking about. And we're going to talk about that in different ways tonight. And like I said, I'm going to kick off kind of going towards the business and professional kind of perspective. And then we're going to have a very special guest come on, and we're going to talk about her article in the fall edition of the Small Business Concierge magazine, digital magazine. You can get that, and we'll tell you later in the show how to connect with it. I'm excited about that. But I want you to change your thinking. And it's not easy. We like change. We don't like the process of change. But here's my power question for tonight. Is it possible for Coach Margaret here tonight to change your thinking just a little bit, or get you to think about what you're not thinking about? Does it matter? And I don't believe that we're islands. I believe that we're all connected in various ways, and we matter. We matter. You matter. What you think about matters to the global community, to your local community, to your family. It matters. Do I subscribe to, we're hearing a lot of talk about mental illness, and I'm not a doctor, but can we think differently to make different choices, to live a better and more productive life in your business, as an entrepreneur, as a professional, scaling the proverbial corporate ladder? And you can scale that ladder and still have problems on how you think. And so we're going to kind of tackle that a little bit tonight and see whether or not we can help you at least think about maybe your business differently and maybe some other things as we get to our guest a little later in the show. But the new year is approaching fast. This year has gone by, has just blown by. We're in the final quarter. I feel like we're in a football game. We're in the final quarter, and the goal is within reach now of 2018. What are you thinking about for your business, for your career? As a visionary, as an entrepreneur, what are you thinking about? What didn't you get done this year that you wanted to get done? What can you do better? What do you need to let go of in your business? Sometimes we have products and services and no one wants to buy them. And you think it's great, it's fantastic, but your customers are saying that's not exactly what I want. Or maybe it needs to be wired differently or packaged differently, approached differently. How are your customers teaching you how they buy from you? Maybe you have a great product, but maybe they buy it in a different way. Did you reach your 2018 business goals? If no, why not? If yes, how did you do it? Can you repeat it next year and increase that? What is your plan for next year? Small business thinking. If you are looking to build, grow, sustain. You want more than a self-employment. You want a business system, and I'm talking about business systems and not self-employed. You're starting somewhere. But you want a business system that can grow, that's mid, large business. How do you do that? How do you go from your garage, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, everyone who has the garage experience or in your bedroom experience of starting your business? How do you go from that to multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, trillion-dollar company, Apple? Congratulations on that achievement. How do you thinking? The worst thing that you can do for your company, especially as a small business owner, is not to think big. You cannot think like a small business if you want to do big business, because you have to do what big business thinkers are doing and taking the steps. They're thinking about, I spend time thinking. I like thinking. I love it. I love just thinking. And I'm always thinking about I've got this great magazine from great voices, professionals, disciplined in their skill set. They're not your everyday, and we appreciate all of the writers and all of the professional writers. But this magazine is the voice of small business owners who are disciplined in their specific areas. And we've given them a voice to share and to teach and to illuminate and to help you become the best version of who you are. That's what we want. And I'm asking you these questions because I want you to think. Who was it? Albert Einstein said that thinking was hard work, and that's why so few people do it. It's true. What data are you tracking in your business? Do you have the right tools to track your company's data? Are you able to implement those tools? It's difficult sometimes. I understand. Entrepreneurship is more than getting your product to market. It is thinking about how best to manage it internally and externally. You have to balance that out, and you have to do it well. And you have to think about it. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW. Untreated drug abuse, alcohol addiction, anxiety, and depression are all potentially fatal. Positive progression can help. They are medical professionals treating addictions and anxiety since 1989. If you or someone you love is suffering from addiction, call 1-888-333-3963. Personal concierge services are available for executive and professionals in a quiet and discreet setting. A simple call can save a life. Call today at 1-888-333-3963. Important. I will always say saving your life, taking the steps that you need to do or for your loved ones is the right thing to do. It's admirable. It is not embarrassing. So if you have any of those challenges, connect with Positive Progression, 888-333-3963. And if they are not the fit, they have different various services, they'll give you a referral to someone that can. But make the right choices for your life. Important, very important. Are you thinking? Am I getting you to think just a little bit? Just a little bit. Again, I know that there's a lot going on, but I think one of the challenges that we're facing here in our country is that we're not thinking. We're not managing and disciplining our thoughts. And as a result of that, then we're not disciplining and managing our actions, our behavior. Whether it's in our businesses, in our personal experiences, we're seeing a lot of conflict. And what's interesting, and I don't like getting on the political bandwagon of any side and pointing fingers and do I have opinions? Yeah, but they're on the grand scale, they're not important. But we have this hostility in our nation, and we, each individual, we have the capacity to change that. And when you're not managing what you're thinking, for example, in your business or in your career, you're not performing at your optimal potential. It's impossible. It's impossible. Life just doesn't happen, and you're going to end up at the Olympics because you have to manage. You have to be disciplined in your thoughts. You have to make some determinations, and then you have to put some action to it. You have to put some feet to it. And then you have to be consistent at it for a long period of time to see the results. Results are not short-term. They're long-term. It's a process. Like I said, people want change, but they don't want the process of change. Are you thinking? What are you thinking about for 2019? Where's all this rage in our country and this hate? And I'm kind of intertwining some things, but I want you to just see what's rolling around in your mind. What are you thinking about? What do you want your company to look like next year? I know what I want Business on the Edge to look like next year in the Small Business Concierge magazine. I'm looking, I'm thinking, I'm looking at my business plan. I'm adjusting my business plan. I'm adjusting things that what I liked that worked this year and things that didn't work this year. Not everything worked. That's the way it is. What do? We adjust. And we put action to some thought so we can take those actions. While we were on a commercial break, you heard a commercial, Department of General Services. We're doing that event again. And we talk about getting your small business certification. That alone can help sustain your business. Contracts and working with primes and working with opportunities to bid on projects. And if you're thinking that you won't qualify before you even try, then you're eliminating opportunities that you might sell coffee and says, well, why would they buy everything? Do it, get involved. You would be amazed. And then you have to put feet to it. Don't think that when you're doing these things, and I often say this with marketing, is that just because you put your advertising and your marketing somewhere, it's not a magic trick. You have to work it. You have to manage it. You have to think about it. You want a growth path. What is that growth path? Is that $1 to $5 million? In the next year, and if you're 5 to 15 million, 15 to 30 million, how do you keep moving those things? You have to think. You have to move things forward. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0. on AM 1220 KDOW.
Nice, nice, nice. Welcome back. AM 1220 KDOW Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0. Hopefully we're shaking that noggin of yours a little bit and getting you to think you know, we have this whole concept of mindfulness. I was racing into the stores trying to get to the station tonight to get a mask. I've got a really nice one. I couldn't put my finger on it. I'm in the middle of a move, and I couldn't put my hands on it. But I saw a magazine, Time Magazine, talking about, they have a special edition on mindfulness. What does that mean? It means think about what you're thinking about. quit not thinking. Interesting, men, and I don't get this. Can you really think nothing? You know, you ask your husband and you're like, hey, honey, what are you thinking about? Nothing. I'm like, what does that mean? Let me see. Let me try it. Women don't think nothing. We're always thinking. So let me just put that out there. We're always thinking. And you have to pay attention to what you're thinking, and you have to guard what's going into your mind, what you're allowing yourself to hear and to engage with you. I'm very sensitive about how I do those things. So I really want you to be thinking and the tools that you use in your business and all of that. But I'm going to shift gears. I've got Marcy Anderson on the line here, and Marcy's been on the show before. I'm so excited that she's back on the show with us. And Marcy has dedicated over 14 years on studying and mastering now meditation practices, soul level healing. This is all about thinking and really dialing yourself back. And I think we need some healing for sure. Healing techniques, the study of yoga, but she has a real just interesting and precise way of just kind of talking to you about how we're thinking and how we can get back to this place of calm and to this place, this level place of being, whether it's in your career, your health, your relationships, various transitions. What's going on? And so I'm excited to have Marcy Anderson back on, PhD, author, teacher, healer, if you will. And what does that mean? Getting you to think about what's hurting you so you can feel better. Marcy, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. So it's great to be back. Thank you.
Glad to have you back. Now, there's so much going on. You have written an article in the magazine, so I love it. I remember reading it for the first time as we were going through our processes, and you're spot on, and you're raw and real. And if you go out to the Small Business Concierge magazine on issue.com, ISSUU.com, page 14, and we're going to be pulling some e-tiers out. So if you connect with us on any of our platforms, you'll see this article. We become our choices. What does that mean?
We become our choices. You've been hammering on the fact that it's important to think. I want to dig deeper in that. We are what we think, and of course those shape our choices. But do we even know what we're thinking? Or are we just on automatic pilot? What does it mean to think?
Right.
Have you ever asked a question and then, you know, have been quiet and thought in your head, what did I just ask? Who was that asking that question? I realize I'm not even clear in what I'm asking.
Right.
This is not meant to make anyone feel bad. It's like, it's a wake-up call, and we all need it right now, obviously.
Right. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be in our Small Business Concierge segment of the show. And we're going to dig into that and share a little bit more about Marcy's company and the Small Business Concierge. And go ahead and chew on this just a little bit longer. AM 1220 KDOW Business and the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love it. I love it. I love it. This segment of the show is all about our concierge, and our concierge tonight on the show is Marcy Anderson, who is one of our contributing our writers here in the Small Business Concierge magazine, and one of our concierge in the back of the magazine that you can get connected to her company or resources, her products or services, which is helping you practice thinking and how to get you into a place of and I like to say calm, empowerment. And she has on her website healing and empowerment through knowledge, meditation, and practice. So you can go to marcy-anderson.com and connect with her there. And so we're going to pick up our conversation that we started in the last segment. And Marcy, you said something that I thought was interesting. Autopilot thinking. That's not good.
Mm-hmm. No. Many reasons why, and I think I'll point to the pink elephant in the room. You know, it's not about blaming. It's not about defaulting to any, you know, little flaw that we might have in our ego self blaming. But social media has done a horrendous, tremendous job of numbing us out, of not getting us to think, disconnecting us with what matters. You know, for the love of God, at the end of the day, okay, great. You know, you made your business goals and all these great things happen, but you come home and you have an ulcer and you're fighting with your spouse and your kids won't talk to you and the dog won't even come up and say hi. You know, what's wrong with the picture? And how do you think you're going to turn this thing around? That's where I come in.
And so what do we, and earlier in the show, in our first couple of segments, I mentioned we're looking at the Thousand Oaks shooting, just horrible, horrible shooting kids at a party. You've got the massacre at the Jewish church temple. I'm trying to be politically correct, but in any case, you've got hurting people. You've got hurting families that's lost loved ones and. And I don't know what that thinking is about. I don't think that that's autopilot. I think that that's something else. But how do we, I'm more interested in prevention. And we can get into if there was gun control. And I don't know that people shoot guns. Guns don't shoot themselves. And I think that there's some healthy parameters that we can put around that. But that aside, people are making choices. Just like your article says, we're making choices and we're becoming our choices. Some of this is not good stuff. How do you help us? How do you help us get better?
Well, let's backtrack a little bit. So, given the delicacy of treading into waters of mental illness, which is something that's very different on the menu here tonight, let's go to just choices. Let's go to something as simple as just berating someone publicly, physical violence, going from 0 to 60, if you will, in a situation where probably most of you have had this feeling. You're in that moment, and you have kind of this out-of-body experience of, whoa, what is happening right now? Who's in charge right now? Why am I not in control? How did I come to this point? That's really no different if you plug that into any scenario of the horrendous things that are happening and reactions that we're seeing, innocent lives being lost and these proverbial bombs and vibrations of fear and trauma. Why is that happening? Okay, but how to heal that? So how to heal that right away, both acutely and chronically, is stop. Let's slow down. Let's connect. let's sit face to face, whether it's one-on-one or in a company, doesn't matter what is going on. Walking people through techniques that I've mastered, let's first find out what you're thinking. How are you? And don't answer me busy, because that's not an answer.
Right.
Are you feeling love? What is void in your life? Because I can guarantee a beautiful thing. You know, where there is love, fear cannot be. Fear being the seed to everything that is not love. It's pretty simple. And yet, why have we lost that thread? Dear God, if we've lost that thread, I don't know where the ship's going.
Right.
And so you feel that wave in people. You feel that desperation and that reaction and that chain of reaction to reaction. And no wonder people feel anxious and overwhelmed and out of control. But hey, it's not that hard to pull back. But we've got to start with ourselves.
And before we're out of this segment, I think we have about a minute and a half to go. Can you give us maybe one or two keys to, if someone needed to dial back tonight, what would you tell them in the privacy of their own home or car? What would you tell them?
I would first make sure that they knew that I truly, honestly, heartfully cared. Not because it's my job. It's because that's the human that I am. I would look in their eyes and say, what is going on? How are you? Are you breathing? Are you doing anything to feed your soul? Are you doing anything to nurture yourself? And if there's a flag of no, then I ask why. And then whose voice is that in your head that you don't think you're worthy enough to take care of yourself? That's where I'd start. And that's a huge start. But second would be turn off your devices. Get out into nature somehow, some way, and connect back to the vibration of that peace, the heartbeat of creation, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Not that hard.
That's good stuff. One of the things that I like to do is walking in the morning. I do a 2-mile walk and just breathing in and out, getting the oxygen in my system. In circulating through my mind, through my body, and it's really good, and it's a great way to start my day. It kind of sets the tone for the rest of the day. I've got to get out of this segment and go to a commercial break. More when we come back. Thanks for listening in here on the Small Business Concierge segment of the show.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We're at the bottom of our show. I love Phil Collins. That's just... Just perfect. If you want to connect with Marcy Anderson, go to www.marcy-anderson.com or you can call 415-418-4358. Marcy, we have about 4 minutes before we're out of here. The show goes so fast and we're talking about something that's really, really a heavy topic. It's really difficult to talk about it in just a few moments. And one of the things that you said, and I want to address a quote that was pulled out of the magazine, out of your article, actually. And I just want to quickly address it. And again, you can pick up the magazine at smallbusinessconcierge.biz or issue.com and just do a search for small business. And we are right there at the top. We stay relevant. So you can always find us at the top of the pile. That's how we try to do it. And it says, change of any kind takes energy, focus, and intention. And in the case of positive change, it takes a little more. What do you mean? Expound on that.
It takes discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It takes attention. It takes intention. like working out. You can't work out one day and then not work out for a month and go, I don't know why my waistline's not smaller, and get mad at the gym. Right. It takes work. But come on. Life is short. We don't know tomorrow. We have a number when we're born. We have a dash, and we don't know when that date's going to be filled in. I don't mean to be, you know, like, you know, bringing the house down in a sad way. Ironically opposite. Come on. What matters to you? Why do you go out and do what you do? Why are you involved with Margaret Jackson as well you should be? You know, what inspires you? Why do you love your family? You know, what's your spark? Who are you? Doesn't that matter to you anymore? Because that, when you peel back all the layers, that's what's there. That makes you who you are. We've lost that connection to that spark. No wonder we're walking around like, you know, zombies. Hey, this is your wake-up call. You know, this is the time. There is no tomorrow. So it takes work, but that's where I step in. Guess what? I'm going to help you do most of the work. That's my job. That's where I come in to help take that pressure off. I'm going to help you get to where you want to be the quickest and the fastest, and it's going to, your flight's going to take off from there. You're not going to keep taxiing.
Right. Right. That's just good stuff. That's good stuff. If you want to connect with Marcy, first of all, read her article. It is in your face, and it is very, very, you look at it and it makes you think. It makes you think about your choices. Check out her article on issue.com or smallbusinessconcierge.biz. And of course, on issue.com, you can go to just do a search for small business. We're right there at the top, the Small Business Concierge magazine. Marcy Anderson, www.marcy-anderson.com, or you can call 415-418-4358. Connect with her. You will not regret it. Have a great evening out there, everybody. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Barry's business leader.